6:44 on your Tuesday morning. Father's Day is coming up. This morning I have another pair of Jim Jeffries tickets to give away. The comedian's performing at the Brand Center this Friday.
The thing about millennials, you're the worst people that have ever lived. You're the worst. You're just a horrible breed of people. And I don't even blame you. It's just the society you're in. See, here's the thing about you. You are the most progressive generation that's ever been. That is true. But here's something for you. Every generation before you has also been the most progressive generation that's ever been. You're not f***ing special.
Yeah, if you want a chance to go to Jim Jeffries for free, listen up. I have a mashup this morning of famous TV dads. There are three of them I'll play for you. All you have to do is name them, their character names. Text those in to 1-877-300-7275. Here we go.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I lost my train of thought.
The only monster here is the gambling monster that has enslaved your mother. I call him Gamblor.
I'm hip. I surf the web. I text. LOL. Laugh out loud. OMG. Oh my God. WTF. Why the face?
Name those three famous TV dads, their character names. Text your answers in to 1-877-300-7275. We'll pick a winner from the correct entries and give those Jim Jeffries tickets away just before 8:30 this morning. Again, Jeffries at the Brand Center this Friday. Now, it wasn't a good night for the Edmonton Oilers. Coming up later in the show, we will talk to an Oilers fan in Edmonton who is, well, he's, I'm not sure. We'll have to ask him if he's going to a Stanley Cup final game, whether it be in Florida or Edmonton this year. He went last year, that's for sure. And it didn't have a good result. I believe he was there for Game 7 last year in Florida when Edmonton lost. And so we'll check in with him this year, finding out perhaps how things are maybe a little bit different in Edmonton this year. Or maybe they're the same. Maybe there's that same, well, we know the energy's there. Is the belief there? And I think we know that it is. Stay tuned. We'll check in with him after that. Ugh, blowout loss from Edmonton last night, 6-1. Florida crushed the Oilers. Very uncharacteristic of the Oilers during these 2025 Stanley Cup playoffs. And Connor McDavid said that it wasn't their best, but their best will come soon enough. And I do not doubt him for a moment.
Johnny, come lately. The new kid in town. Will she still love you when you're not around?
6:51. The air quality outside right now as we wake up, it's at a 5. It's at a 6 a little bit earlier this morning. Actually, it was at a 7 earlier this morning. Went down to 6. Now it's at 5. That is classified as a moderate risk. Air quality warnings are in place right now, not for Regina, but just to the north of us, kind of starting around Davidson, working their way up to Saskatoon and through up to the north where the wildfires are burning right now. 25 active wildfires this morning. 6 of them are not contained. So that air quality risk, if you are out and about doing any activities, you're going for an evening walk, perhaps you're, I don't know, going to a splash pad. 980 CJME's Andrew Shepherd is joining me now. You were just at a splash pad a couple days ago.
I was there yesterday afternoon.
Oh.
I'm in here in the mornings, which I'm not usually in the mornings. And I thought, you know, I've got the afternoon.
Glad to have you in the mornings.
So I'm going to take my daughter to the splash pad because I've been looking forward to that. It was rainy a few weekends ago, and then it was smoky the next weekend. And so I thought, okay, let's go to the splash pad. And yeah, went to the splash pad. Love it. She loves it. Loves playing in the water. She's about 19 months old. Except for the family that was doing their laundry.
Doing their
in the
laundry.
Splash pad was a little, are they just taking their shirt off? Or, no, they're washing their shirt and rubbing themselves and down and almost having a little bath, a splash bath. So that was, I've never seen that before.
Well, there you go. I guess
I don't know. Times are tough, I guess.
It's entertainment and laundry when you're right there.
Yeah, I just wasn't expecting that.
Hey, let's talk about booze, shall we?
Yes, the Post Media is reporting Saskatchewan is buying U.S. booze again. This was a countermeasure after Trump brought in tariffs in March. Alberta made this decision to start buying U.S. booze again a few days ago. Saskatchewan is now following suit. So, remember, it was not taken off the shelves. Some other places like Ontario, they went and they yanked it off the shelves. SLGA just stopped buying it. So once the stock ran out, there just wouldn't be any more. I never really found that maybe some stores and some products ran out. But my parents were in town last month and we were at a store and they saw it with like the U.S. wines were all on the shelves. And they were going, I thought, didn't you guys ban U.S. booze too? And I'm like, well, we stopped buying it, but it was never that big of a... It was never that hard to find.
Yeah, and every province, as you mentioned, is something a little bit different. But an interesting development, this morning following Danielle Smith's government. When I asked you about booze, I thought maybe you're going to talk about the Oilers game last night.
Well, the shots, if you want to talk about shots, they were 33-31 for the Oilers. But there were actually more than that, I'd say. There's a couple uppercuts, some ejections. Jake Wallman sprayed his water bottle at the Florida Panthers bench.
It was so, just watching him, and there's I think it was the TNT broadcast crew, like in between them. And, just his face just kind of like, what are you doing? It just like little squirt. Yeah. I don't know if it even hit him.
The score gets out of hand. So does the game. 122 penalty minutes in the third. I just want to know, though, do you think the Oilers locker room sounded like this after the game?
Dig the f*** in! Right now!
You heard post-game comments from Connor McDavid there. I've been playing it throughout the show today. And he's saying that, yes, last night was not their best. I mean, watch the game and you could have easily told. But he said so far in this series, they haven't been at their best. And he said the best is yet to come. So you got to believe that he said something like that, or he will say something like that
in the
for them
to
dig in. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, hopefully. Because the next game's huge, right? If you go down 3-1 to Florida, I don't know if they're going to be able to come back again. Remember, they were down 3-0, I think,
last year.
So, yeah, you don't want to do that again.
Yeah, against a tough Florida team that I think knows it got under the skin of this Edmonton squad last night. And so now I think Florida has Edmonton right where they want them, but McDavid, he's not going to stand for that. Oh, 7:14 on your Tuesday morning. Regina's now under an air quality warning because of smoke. I'm sure there is no smoke in Florida. Yeah, a lot of that last night. A lot of the growl, the Panther growl. I don't know if that's what it's called. That's what it sounds like. 6-1. Yikes. For Florida last night over Edmonton. After a couple close games in game 1 and 2, that went to overtime last night, was just a complete blowout. Joining me on the line this morning, Jay Stone, Edmonton Oiler fan extraordinaire in Edmonton this morning. And Jay, good morning to you. It's a little bit of deja vu all over again.
Yeah, it feels like we were just having this phone call, about a year ago?
Yes, we were, my friend. What happened last night?
Oh, I don't want to talk about last night. That was terrible. Oh. That wasn't even a hockey game. That was brutal. No, honestly, I think it's a little sobering this morning, waking up, and you had two games that they were so well matched and looked like they were going to, I mean, it could have gone either way. We could have been a 2-0 series lead for the Oilers after that second game, double overtime. It was so exciting. The city was just going crazy. And then last night, a nice little sober dose reminder that, hey, we're the Florida Panthers, and we were up 3-0 in the series before we even won a game last year.
We talked to you last year, and that's where the deja vu comes in, and you described what Edmonton was like, what the city was like as the Oilers came back from being down against Florida. Is the mood in Edmonton sort of the same this year, or does it feel different?
It's the same mood, but it is a little bit different. It is. Connor talked about this a little bit in his media conference. He says, it's like we've been here before. We feel like it feels right this year. It feels like it's been easy. And I think maybe he'll eat those words today, given what happened last night. But the vibe in the city it's just been a party again. And I think Edmontonians are just kind of stepping back and realizing how lucky we are to have these incredible hockey players and this amazing team. And the fact that we're sitting here on June the 10th and we're still getting to watch NHL hockey is something pretty special. And it's been a party. Everybody is just wrapped around this team. And it completely directs everybody's plans across the entire city. When the Oilers are winning, it's a blast. Everybody's having a great time. And it's almost like the mood is lifted across the entire city. And then, I got to admit, waking up today, I think our city's feeling a little bit sober and maybe a little bit more somber after that game last night.
Speaking with Oilers fan Jay Stone in Edmonton. And, I mean, you talk about the vibe in Edmonton. I'm reading stories that people are coming from all over Canada to be in your city, from Yellowknife, from Iceland coming. I read a story this morning. So it seems like it, you know, it really is bringing not just the city together, but in many respects, Jay, the country and other countries.
It's true. Yeah. There's people from all over the world that are coming to Edmonton just to experience this game. Yeah. Actually, a friend of ours, he's got a buddy from Iceland who is making his way in to watch some Oilers hockey for the finals, which is just incredible to see people from all over the place coming to celebrate this team.
Remind us, did you go? Were you in game in Florida for Game 7 last year?
Yeah. We went down. Yeah, we were down there for Game 7.
We can forget that. But let me ask you: are you planning on going to a game in the Stanley Cup Final this year?
You know what? Was going to, decided against it. We've got a few pretty big expenses coming up. My partner and I are getting married on June 20th is our wedding day. And
isn't that Game 7?
It is. Yeah. So we planned this months ago, and we had no idea. We didn't know. And they put the schedule out for round 4. And yeah, if this series does go to 7, our wedding is going to be on Game 7. So I'll tell you, our wedding will promptly turn into an Oilers watch party if we end up making it all the way to Game 7.
So you don't have to pick between your favorite hockey team and your life partner.
No, like I said, everybody in this city is directed by what's going on with the Oilers, including everybody who's going to be at our wedding, including my wife-to-be, Sarah. So, of course, there's nothing anybody's going to want to do other than watch that hockey game.
Jay, always appreciate talking to you, my friend, and hopefully the Oilers have a better outcome this year. Their fate is sealed, let's hope, with the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, we're still in it. Let's keep going. Great talking to you, Kevin, and call anytime, my friend.
.723, a little smoky out there, and this will stay with us now, looks like, for the next couple of days as we are now under an air quality warning here in Regina. Joined now by Evan Bray. That was a nightmare game last night, wasn't it?
There was some fire and smoke coming out of Oiler fans' ears last night. It was a rough one, and, you know, I felt like the Oilers couldn't get in their groove. The first period was fraught with penalties.
Yeah.
Some of them may be a little bit weak. I know some people are frustrated at the refereeing, but ultimately I felt like the Oilers just kind of fell apart. The wheels came off.
Yeah, I think Florida exposed, you know, like I said, it's good to be, you and I were talking off air, and I said, I think it's good to be on edge, right? Like you're intense, you're there, but I think Edmonton was maybe just a little bit too far over the line. Florida exposed that, got them off their heels, and there you go. Florida wins.
Well, by the end of the game, I mean, Wallman was looking for a fight the whole third period.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Kane, I mean, he had a couple of first period penalties. But don't forget, Kane was skating around during the American National Anthem. I don't know if you saw that, but they were lined up on the blue lines for the National Anthems, and Kane goes out and does a lap. You know, which, okay, fair enough. Like, this is all playoff hockey for sure, but I think just the discipline came. And even the good players, like, I don't feel, I'm not going to say Connor McDavid lacked discipline, but he lacked a bit of spark last night. And I think they got his number on a couple of things. He was trying those deep end-to-end rushes that he does, and they would stand him up at the blue line. They knocked him off his skates a couple of times. So they're going to have to, they got 2 days before their next game. They're going to have to sit down, have some good conversations, throw the X's and O's on the grease board and figure out what they're going to do Thursday.
Evan Bray joining me this morning. And on the show today, you're talking about some summer favorites or must-do destinations in Saskatchewan. I know for me, I don't know if you've been before, but we love going to Manitou Beach.
Oh, that's a nice spot.
It's a great spot because you have a lot of summer-friendly activities there. You have the drive-in theater there mm-hmm. that you can watch. Of course, you're right on the lake. You go to the spa there. There are a lot of different things to do. Have a nice fish and chips lunch right on the patio, right on the water. Beautiful spot.
There's a ton of great destinations. I was actually just reading this morning, Waskasoo, for this time of the year, they usually start to see a spike in seasonal visitation,
right. yep.
but they're not affected by the wildfires, and yet their travelers are down about 25 to 30%. They think because people feel the wildfires are going on, it's actually affecting their business. So we're going to talk a little bit about some summer destinations, where your favorite spot is. I know there's lots of people advocating for their neck of the woods because in literally, as Belton Johnson would say, every nook and cranny of this province, there's some gems. And so we'll talk about that closer to lunch today.
Another big talker, I think, for a lot of people was this announcement from the Prime Minister yesterday about all of a sudden, Canada is going to hit that 2% of GDP NATO target to spend on defense. And I think during the election campaign, there was no indication that they were going to do it this fiscal year. It was, in the near future.
Well, they basically put a five-year plan together, right? It was near 2030 that they were going to hit it. So now hitting it in this fiscal year is being met by the opposition with praise. So Pierre Poilievre yesterday said, no problem. We support them completely. But Pierre Poilievre said, this is why we need a budget. Because many people are saying, how are you doing this? This is adding What is it? $9 billion to the defense spending budget. Is it coming from somewhere else? Is it adding to a deficit? How are we paying for this is basically what's being asked. Again, Poilievre saying, we'll support this. We will vote in favor of this, but we need to see a budget. So that's going to be the big push from the Conservatives.
Evan Bray is back just after the 8:30 news this morning.